Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here together with
Fiona Jacob. It's great to be here with Wilhelm.
Say no to others, say yes to yourself. What do I mean with this?
Can you really do that?
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. I don't know how many people I've spoken to through the years in all of the coaching I do and all the leadership development I do that they come back after vacation and they say, well, I kind of forgot to say yes to myself in the first part of vacation, because I just did everything that everybody around me wanted to do. I cooked lunches, I cooked dinners, we had parties, friends came over, kids wanted to go to the beach all the time, we wanted to go see all these things, we rented a house in Italy, and then there were these trips every day for 5-6 hours, and I had to make the picnics, and you can say no to having friends over every evening. You can say no to take the kids to the beach sometimes. You can say no to being with your family 24 hours per day or whatever hours you don't sleep per day. And just say yes. And talk to the people around you and say, hey, I would love an hour before lunch every day when I can just do what I want. Could we arrange for that? You take the kids and maybe you clean up after breakfast and we meet up at 10 o'clock. I don't know how many hundreds of conversations I've had over decades of training people like this. Just talk to the people around you and say yes to yourself and make simple requests. It's like, oh, that's great. I can take an hour and a half maybe. If I had an hour and a half for myself every day before lunch, it would be a completely different vacation. Sure, the kids would love to go to the beach with your mom, or, sorry, not your mom, maybe, with your wife or your husband, instead of all four of you going to the beach. If there are two kids, maybe one grown up and two kids go to the beach. That was so complicated to say, I can't even phrase it. You get the point. Not everybody needs to be with everybody all of the whole vacation. I'm segregating slightly, but if you stop for a minute as you hear this and just think, what do I want for me this vacation? And you normally don't need that much. Some people go home 2 days before the family comes home and they get 2 days in the summer with nobody at home, because one parent and two kids come home 2 days later, and that was the best thing all summer. There's so many things you can do to take care of you. Don't forget that this summer, and it's the simplest of things.
I love it, and also what I'd like people to do is reflect for yourself how that might look. Because you said something which is really cool. I've never heard you say that before. It's like you go home 2 days before the husband or kids or whatever, and I thought, oh, that's really cool. But it's also when people start to think, oh, this is what I could do, or I could do that, as opposed to this is what I've always done and therefore we're going to do that again, that may just open up some new opportunities for yourself to relax. And also, it's going to be a partnership, so you're going to be able to do the same for your spouse as well, as well as your kids. So it's like, it's going to be a win-win.
Yeah. And you and I do things, not so much on our vacations, but over the weekends and stuff. You could do something for half a day or a day, and I do something. We call it own time, right?
Yeah.
Is it own time tomorrow? Yeah, let's meet up at 1 o'clock. And then I don't need to think about her and what she wants up till 1 o'clock. And you can do whatever you want, and I can do whatever I want. And we just need that and want that kind of own space. I remember when I grew up also, that sometimes my mom went and did things while dad was at home with me and my younger brother. My older brother and sister had moved up already, they were grown up. So mom went to England 3 weeks on some kind of course, or she went on an arts week for a week and did some paintings or writing. And there was this division in the family that everybody thrived from. So there was no lacking, but it seemed that everybody had a bit more space than everybody clinging to each other all the time. And I think that's
very healthy.
It is. And if the best way for you to nurture your capacity is to be together with everybody all the time, by all means do that. So we are suggesting. The key message was, this summer, have the courage when appropriate and when you want to do it to say no to others, to be able to say yes to yourself. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.